I'm Francesco Graziano Jr. with your CBTV Sports Wire. Kaya Gillespie collected 36 points and 21 rebounds as Capital Prep slammed Pan Madison 92-36 in the 4-5 Class L quarterfinal matchup. The Blazers are number one in the state rankings and will meet unbeaten number two Farmington Friday night. We will have a live girls semifinal on Friday night at 7. Follow at CBTV Sports to find out which game we will cover. Enfield and St. Joseph Trumbull will meet in the semis after the team stunned Holy Cross and New London in their respective quarterfinal matchups. Cromwell and Morgan face off in the other Class M semifinal for the 11th time in 3 years. Wilton and Stamford duel in a matchup between FCAC foes in the Class LL quarters tonight. The winner gets number 3 Mercy Middletown Monday night. Mara Fitzpatrick scored a game-high 14 points in Mercy's 56-22 quarterfinal victory over Fairfield Ludlow. Amy McConnell's 22 points led top-seeded South Windsor past Greenwich 69-66. The Bobcats square off in the semis with a team that they already beat this season, Norwich Free Academy. NFA suffered their only loss of the season 48-42 to South Windsor back in December. The South Windsor boys have won their first tournament game in 10 years, according to Game Time CT's Derek Turner. Joey Tamburo's 3-point J with seconds remaining in overtime clipped the Weathersfield Eagles 39-38. Jaron Chapman's game-high 21 points and a game-winning layup with 6 seconds left allowed Naugatuck to advance past Harding Bridgeport 60-59. New London and Sacred Heart, top seeds in Class L and Class S, moved on to the second round easily last night. Former Bunnell Stratford basketball star Isaac Vann announced yesterday that he has committed to the University of Maine. Walter Wright of Wilby Waterbury spent 2 years at Snow College in Utah. He received a full scholarship to the University of Montana yesterday, according to Joe Palladino of the Republican American. Number 9 Cheshire boys ice hockey topped number 8 North Haven in the Division II state playoffs 5-2, thanks in part to 36 saves from Jake Fernaris. The final 5 entries in the Rockcats Name the Team contest will be announced on HartfordPlaysBall2016.com today. There's still time to vote. I myself submitted a top 10 entry, so vote for the Hound Dog. Listen to The Wire tomorrow to find out who will appear with John Hole and Joe Zone in studio for an all-new Game Time Thursday night at 7. CBTV Sports, on air and online at cbtvsports.org.